So good morning. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer. This is case number 3180003 regarding an appeal that Mr. Eli Ritchie filed. And the appeal is addressing a decision or a letter that was issued by Independent Police Review.
Oh, and it was also actually hand-delivered by security as well.
Okay. And during, please don't interrupt, and I'll certainly let you have the opportunity to add what you would like to.
Yeah, sorry.
But I just need to get through some of this stuff to make sure I cover all my bases.
I apologize. Thank you.
Okay, so the determination letter at issue has been marked as Exhibit 2, and it was dated December 12, 2017. As Mr. Ritchie indicated, he did receive a copy, and he came down to the hearings office and filed an appeal of this letter. And we are here today to determine what to do with this letter. As indicated by the record earlier, Mr. Ritchie is here. There's no one here on behalf of the city. But because this is the date and time scheduled for this proceeding, we are going to move forward and talk about what can be done about this letter. Okay. And Mr. Ritchie, you did indicate that you had received something from IPR?
Just to add to the opening, the notice of exclusion for... both the auditor and IPR was also hand delivered to me, along with the notice that my complaint against Portland, complaint I had filed with IPR against Portland Police Bureau was denied. So it was all one package there. So, to answer your question, most recently I received from IPR a letter in the mail. That tells me that this letter is here to rescind the exclusion, and that on this basis, specifically, please, it reads here regarding the appeal of Eli Ritchie, please see the enclosed letter to Mr. Ritchie. This letter rescinds the exclusion that is being appealed in the case set before the hearing office at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, February 6, 2018. As such, we believe, based on the appeal hearing is now moot, and move for a denial of the request of the appeal. Yours truly, Rachel Mortimer. So I believe, and here's a handwritten signature from her as well. I don't see any I'm not sure if I see any revisions to the old directives or Portland codes of conduct. I'd imagine that's possibly what this PCC 3118020B4 that's referenced in this letter here, I wasn't sure if I should come, but I did feel as if it was necessary that people would be here, so.
Okay. Well, I am glad you're here, because what we have is you filed a request for an appeal of that December exclusion.
Yes.
And it is your appeal, which means even though they're moving, Ms. Mortimer is moving to dismiss or to deny the appeal request.
I appreciate it.
We have a couple of options here, and one option is you can withdraw your request for an appeal hearing based upon the information that was recently issued by Ms. Mortimer. You don't have to withdraw your request. However, I will make a ruling on their request to dismiss the appeal.
Okay.
So what would you like to do?
I'd go ahead and like to, I guess, continue with the appeal if that's would be your ruling, if you're forecasting it as now.
Okay. So I will tell you that as a legal adjudicator, one of the guiding principles that I have to follow is this principle of mootness.
Please.
And essentially, I am thinking that because of the information that I received, which indicates that the exclusion or the December 12th letter is no longer in effect, any decision that I would make in an appeal hearing, if we were to move forward, it would have no practical effect for you.
Okay.
So based upon that principle, mootness essentially says, well, if my decision would have no practical effect for you, then the hearing should be dismissed.
Great.
Does that make sense?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. So just to make clear on the record, what I heard is that you objected to their motion to dismiss the appeal. Is that right?
Am I objecting to their motion to dismiss? I really don't see the point in doing that.
Get your take on what your position is.
I appreciate it. Okay, yes. Next time, yes. I'm learning very much. Thank you.
Okay. But as of today, is your position that you are in agreement with their request to dismiss the appeal because it's moot?
Because the case is moot. I mean, I don't believe that the case was actually moot. I mean, I've had to actually go through many actions to actually get here. So.
And I see that. Unfortunately, the only remedy I have for when I review an exclusion letter is to figure out if it's valid or invalid. Mm-hmm. I can't order them to do anything else, so my authority is limited to this letter, and since the letter is no longer valid, I can't really do anything for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, Mr. Ritchie, is I'm going to sit down and draft an order, and it's just going to summarize what happened today and why the case is being dismissed. You will receive a copy of that order to the mailing address we have for you. If you would like to appeal it, you can appeal my decision to Multnomah County Circuit Court by filing a writ of review. And so I appreciate your time and patience and coming here today. And I don't think there's anything else to discuss, so I'm going to close the hearing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.